From stateside to you, the Bob Hope Show. Yes, it's the new Bob Hope Show with our great singing star, Doris Day, the Les Brown Band, and yours truly, Hi Averback. And here he is.
For me?
Yes. Who did you vote for in the city election today?
Rita Hayworth for Dog Catcher.
And who are you?
I'm a Cocker Spaniel.
And now, Bob Hope's views of the news. White Plains, New York. Precious gems comprising over 200 diamonds and rubies were recovered here as police apprehended a society gem thief whose activities surpassed those of the famous Raffles.
Yeah, and just like Raffles, this crook sandpapered his fingertips down until they were really sensitive. He could feel a $5 bill in the dark and tell you which one of Lincoln's eyebrows had the Tony. Pretty dangerous. I was held up once. The crook stuck a gun in my ribs and muttered, "Your money or your life?" I answered, "I'm Bob Hope," and he handed me the gun. My brother used to be a pickpocket, but he got caught one day when he tried to pick a man's pocket down at the beach. The man was wearing a sunsuit, and my brother had cold fingers. And, of course, now that they've caught this Raffles, he'll probably go to Alcatraz. Alcatraz, that's Dear Mabel, I did just like you told me to. I'm now on the top of the wall and the guards are shooting at me. You and your Humphrey Bogart pictures.
San Francisco, California. One of the city's leading architects submitted this week to the mayor plans for a futuristic skyscraper to solve the housing problem. The building will be 1 mile high and contain 10,000 apartments.
Imagine a tall, silent thing a mile high just standing there. We have the same thing in Hollywood. It's called Gary Cooper. And imagine what would happen to a couple living on the 200th floor. The husband comes home and says, "I suppose you burned the dinner again. The apartment is full of smoke." She says, "Who burned what dinner?" "I left the window open and a skywriter just went through." And I understand the equipment in each apartment will be modern. All the garbage will be ground up by automatic disposal units. Automatic disposal units. That's honey. Didn't we used to have 6 children? Jack Benny's already rented the penthouse for storage purposes. He figures in case he can't take it with him, at least he'd be able to reach down and feel it once in a while. Here's a beautiful number sung by our beautiful blonde chanteuse, Miss Doris Day, ladies and gentlemen.
Does he love me? It's too soon to know. Should I believe him when he tells me so? Is he feeling? Is it just a game? Am I the fire or just another flame? Just acting and playing a part. If he don't love me, let him tell me so. I can't hold him if he wants to go. No, I'll cry when he's gone. If it's so, it's too soon, way too soon. So I'll cry when he's gone. I won't die. I'll live on. if it's so, it's too soon, too soon to know.
For the Naval Reserve, ladies and gentlemen.
Folks, as you know, the Bob Hope Show from time to time takes you behind the scenes in radio. And we're sure that you've all heard those programs in which several important citizens conduct a roundtable discussion of some current question. Tonight we will show you one of these programs as you hear it on the air, and then we'll let you see what happens after it goes off the air.
Everyone, this is H.V. Colton Hope again. I'm acting as moderator at another roundtable discussion. Now, before I introduce the members of our panel for tonight, I'll take a moment of your time to read this commercial from our sponsors. Attention, all you people past the age of 103. Have you noticed that lately you lack the energy to play leapfrog? Get a package of Pep You Uppo. It'll not only give you pep, but it'll give you uppo. Remember, it comes in three sizes, large, very large, and a giant box, which you can plaster and use as a summer home. And now I'd like to introduce the members of our panel. First on my right, we have Miss Irene Ryan, eminent local clubwoman.
Thank you. I don't see how I had the strength to get here tonight. I've been feeling very depressed recently. And
depressed, yes. Well,
the doctor gave me some pills to cheer me up.
Mm-hmm.
They're made out of beer mash, and I've been taking one every hour for a week.
Uh-huh. And how have they made you feel?
Happy in the day and loaded at night.
Thank you. Now we have here a very typical young married couple, Mr. and Mrs. Tyrone Plotz.
How do you do, everybody? The pleasure is mutual.
Yeah, by me is the same.
Well, we'll get to our evening's question in a moment, but I understand you people have been recently married. Do you mind telling our audience how you two happened to meet?
Well, it happened at the place where I work at. You see, I'm a pusher in a pickle factory.
A pusher?
Yes. I'm in charge of the bottles, and when a pickle comes along that's too big, I soften the warts with Jergens lotion and push it in.
Well, it sounds romantic, but we must be getting on. And the final member of our panel tonight is an eminent French author from Paris. What did you say your name was?
My name, she is Pierre Ménard, Audrey, Dominique, Alphonse, Ferdinand, Philippe, Michel, Antoine.
Hello, Mort.
I think he's awfully cute.
Miss Ryan, please. Pierre, I understand you've written a book.
No, it is called The Proper Way to Make Love. Intéressant, n'est-ce pas?
Oh, oui, oui.
Oh, monsieur le Frenchman.
Oh, si, si. Charles Boyer and I have our lower lips tightened at the same garage.
You must read my book sometime, monsieur. It will help you to be charmant with the women. The women.
You get the girls. I'll bring the ice. And now the question tonight before the panel is this. Do you think a woman would make a good president?
I went out with a Frenchman once.
Please.
He drank champagne out of my slippers.
Oh, that was very romantic.
No, it wasn't. He swallowed one of my arch supporters. To return to the question, I think a woman would make a very good president. I know I would.
I beg to differ, honey.
And what's wrong with me being president?
How would it be if Joe Stalin come all the way over here from Russia and he's got to wait around the White House while you're getting on your girdle?
Tyrone, darling, how can you say that in front of all these people? I don't wear a girdle.
Then what's that hanging in the bathroom, a paratrooper's harness?
Please, this program goes through Pasadena. Please.
I don't think the country would get along if the president was a dame.
What does it mean, dame?
Oh, that means woman.
Oh, the woman. Oh, monsieur, in France, love is the spice of life. Love is the seasoning. Love is the relish.
Does Hines know about this? Well, let's get back to the subject. Well, what do you know? It seems that we used up all of our time. We haven't finished our discussion, but we'll finish it next week. Good night, everyone. This is the Superior Broadcasting Company.
Are we off the air now?
Yes, why?
Why? Because all the time we was on here, you didn't give me no chance to say nothing.
Now,
yes, the moderator you are, the square of the round puzzle.
Now, wait a minute.
Big genius. Where'd you get such a flat head?
When I was a baby, I had a short crib.
That explains the other end of them, too.
Madame, please, you are causing commotion.
Shut up, Hildegard.
Now, look, wait a minute, Tyrone. The Frenchman was very nice to me when I came in. He said I had très chic.
Chic? Everybody knows you've been shaving with a straight razor for years.
Now, wait a minute, everybody. I can't stand all this arguing. I'm nervous.
Monsieur, I am ashamed of such bad manners. I am an apology.
Talk that over with your mother and father. I don't want to hear another word.
But, monsieur, I insist. I am sorry to my nation. I am regretful to my soul. I am humble to my art.
Why'd you hit him?
I'm sick to my stomach.
Oh, my goodness, I think you killed Pierre.
Oh, you shouldn't have smashed him with that heavy ashtray. He's dead.
Good gosh, now I'm a murderer. Pierre, please, Pierre, speak to me. For the sake of Lafayette, for the sake of Napoleon Bonaparte, Josephine.
Oh, three women.
Well, Bob, I enjoyed that satire of radio roundtables, but let's try my favorite program, The Quiz Show. Now, I ask questions, and if you give the right answers, I give you $10.
You mean you give me $10 for any question I answer right?
Yes, but if you miss, you give me $10.
Well, I give you $10.
That's right. Now, let's go. If a hen and a half lays an egg and a half in a day and a half, how many eggs will it lay in 3 days?
Well, I think it's
too late. You lose.
Gee, I didn't even have a chance to sit down in the nest.
Bob, give me $10, please.
Okay, but give me a chance to get even, high. I'll ask you a question, and if you can't answer it, you pay me.
Okay.
I'll get Les Brown to help me on this. I want you to name the operetta that this melody came from. Listen.
Wait.
I'm sorry, too late. Sally boy. That was the drinking song from the Student Prince.
Now, how could it be the drinking song? It was only one note.
They had a short beer. So ladies and gentlemen, the man who boiled the hot water when Al Jolson was born, Mr. Bing Crosby, right there.
A little bird told me that you love me.
That you love me.
And I believe that you do. That little bird also told me I was falling.
You were falling.
Falling for no one but you. There's no use denying, I might as well confess. Of all the girls I know, dear, I'm sure I love you best. A little bird told me we'll be happy.
Gonna be happy.
And we believe that it's true.
A little bird told us you'll be married.
And we believe that it's true.
This little bird.
Have a pretty cottage, not too far, all fenced in like a movie star. Great Dane pup, we're gonna call him Ace, lying there by the fireplace. A goldfish pond and a wishing well, everything is gonna turn out swell.
My little bird told us you'll be happy.
And we believe that it's true. And now we know that it's true.
In June, it's bound to come true.
Love that little love bird. Thank you. Thank you very much, and good night, everybody.
Good night. Wait a minute, boy. Where are you going?
I sang my number. I gave the show a little class. Now I'm off.
Gave the show a little class. Look, you hopped up Hildegard. You'd better stop going to that African barber. He's been shrinking your head again.
To think, when I first met this boy, he had a job blowing out glove compartments at a car wash.
Steady, couch pouch.
Now look, ratchet head, if I'm doing...
Oh! If I...
Wait! Late writing! Wait! Wait!
Oh, there's some sneaky things going on.
If I'm going to endure this vilification, I want my money first.
Shall I explain vilification before we go on? They'll understand it around Gonzaga anyway. How about that? He's been on the show for 3 minutes and he's worried about the loot. Bing, what are you knocking yourself out for? After all, you know you can't take it with you.
I know, so I'm sending my brother Everett on ahead to open up a charge account for me. I'm ready.
Bing, there's something that's always bothered me. When you send in your income tax, how do you get that mattress in the mailbox?
Easy, bog brain. I never have any trouble with my taxes. Why, I'd give President Truman the shirt off my back.
I know. I saw pictures of him wearing it in Key West.
What's that you're wearing there? Tamale husk with a belt in the back?
Nice of you to slip your coat on for this, anyway.
Think I'm too frisky?
Say, don't care for that, huh? I guess not. We'll ignore the next six lines. All right. New kind of radio. Just throw the whole thing away. Hey, look. You better stop being so frisky or I'll tell Abby Rents to stop souping up your wheelchair.
Wheelchair? Come, come. That's no way to talk to a man who's just reached 35.
You're 35? Mm-hmm. 35 times what?
Wait a minute, you're snapping your wig, my boy. If you remember, at my last birthday party, I had a cake with only 35 candles on it.
Yeah, but at the bottom it said continued on the next cake. But what does age matter? I saw your last picture and I thought you were great.
That's a coincidence, so did I.
Read that line again. There's a talent scout here tonight from the Wilson Ham Company.
He's got his stamp, he'll make you grade A, I'm sure.
Like the stag one, a pink one. You know, we ought to make a picture together again, Bing. I stopped over at your house last night to talk to you about it, but nobody was home.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, I must have rung your bell about five times.
Six times.
Oh, so it was you up in the window with the hot oil, huh? Look, Vigor, old boy, you're just jealous because I made the pale face without you.
Me jealous of Bob Hope?
Mm-hmm.
I have so much more than hose nose. Why should I fight it?
Tell me, Bob. I get to laugh without even reading it. I love that.
How'd you feel having Jane Russell opposite you instead of me in that picture?
How would anyone feel switching to filet mignon after a diet of hog's livers?
Hold it, swivel snout. Hold it.
But really, Bing, we always have so much fun making pictures together. People seem to like them. They do well at the box office. How come we haven't worked together lately?
Oh, I don't know. Just lucky, I guess. I don't know how to break this to you, kid, but on the screen, you sort of cramp my style.
What do you mean?
Well, for my money, you don't look too good.
With your money, nobody has to look too good. Excuse me, Bing, I didn't mean to raise my voice.
That's all right.
You're sure I didn't blow your hearing aid?
No. I'm tuned in to We the People.
I'm on a two-party line. Besides, kid, I like to do a lot of singing in my pictures. And with you around, it's just
singing?
Some... Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to say anything, but when you sang your song before, you sounded like Jessica with her net dragging. Why don't you give up?
Give up? Singing is my life, Robert.
It is, huh?
Of course, I've been lucky. There's the radio and the records and the jukeboxes, but I dare say I'd have been a singer 200 years ago.
Weren't you?
I ignore that and repeat, Bob, that 200 years ago, I still could have made a living with my pipes.
Are you kidding? I suppose composers like Mozart and Beethoven would have been writing songs for you.
Not wholly impossible. I can see myself asking Ludwig von Beethoven to knock out a little ditty for me.
Almost sounds as if we're going into a sketch.
Could be.
Already.
Ach, der Lieber.
I've got to stop those jam sessions mit Dizzy von Gillespie.
Oh, Ludwig. Ludwig.
Ja, Mama.
I've got a message for you. Mo called.
Mo who?
Mozart.
Mama, have you been spiking the strudel again?
There's somebody here to see you. Herr Bingel von Krosbein.
Oh, well, send him in.
Good day. I'm Herr von Krosbein.
Who?
Herr von Krosbein.
The Krosbein, I believe, but where the hell?
Say, tell me, is that your nose or are you eating a sausage?
Yeah. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm a singer.
A broken-down schnook like you is a zinger? Ach, du Liverwurst, this has given me mine Charlie's.
I have, you know, I'm Bingel von Krosbein, the famous zinger. For 3 years, I played at Slapsy Fritzy's. And I've come all the way from Unter den Linden to see you. Jawohl, Ach, du Liebe, und unter Blitzen, you Schweinhund, you.
Lean back, Dummkopf, you're getting Limburger on the microphone.
Believe me, that's an improvement. Look, Beethoven, I got a deal for you. You're a composer, I'm a singer.
All right, I let's try a song together.
Good,
good.
We do that.
We try that. You know, Krosbein, I dedicated this composition to that wonderful restaurant that used to be on Oberhauser Street.
Oh, yeah, you mean that delicatessen place where they had those king-sized pig's feet?
Yeah. Heine worked behind the bar and he had a big red nose.
Mo would make the Wiener schnitzel and the sauerkraut with the meanies in the middle.
What a wonderful place was Heine's and Mo's. They never would light out the lights, cause the place would never close.
And Schultz would play a squeeze box solo with off to leave us such a beautiful smoke.
You could blow your top in Heine's and more.
Ach, we must the gay blades in those days, eh, mein Herr?
Yeah, I remember we belonged to the Wilhelmstrassen Pickled Herring and Necking Society.
Yeah. Sometimes we got around to the Pickled Herring.
Yeah. You fracture me, Krosbein.
Oh, you stinker, you.
Don't care.
Has your nose always been like that, or did you have that ballpoint put on it there?
Yeah. What is that? The free lunch was gorgeous. The beer was always cold.
And the dancing with the women. Ah, the women.
Yeah, you're bold.
You could... Well, the place was 16 blocks.
And it wasn't any rose. Garlic cheese and old Limburger.
And pickles mixed with the herring together. And the meatballs tasted just like leather.
Chopped up liver and bologna. Pickled pig's feet that were bony. And salami.
Hey, Professor.
What is it?
Now you heard me sing. How do you like my voice?
Please, not while I'm eating.
Let's go where the place is jumping. Let's all go down to Heine's and more.
Thanks for being with us. And join us again next week, same time, same station. This is High Everback saying so long for Bob Hope and the whole gang. See you soon.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.